Hey, boy, what day is this?
Why, it's Christmas, sir.
That's wonderful.
We've got to get everybody back in the Christmas spirit.
You know, deck them halls and all that stuff.
Well, deck the halls.
Kind of the reason for the season.
You know, you stand under the mistletoe.
Santa's coming.
Santa's coming in town.
Santa! Oh, my God.
So, what do you want for Christmas?
My favorite show.
Well, you got it.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Hey, if all you want for Christmas is me... You got it. It's Morgan in the Morning. One day closer to Christmas.
Songs on the radio. 94.1.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Well, well. Got Christmas tree number 4 to put up and decorate? Number 4, you say? Well, I call it the real tree. And I've gotten some great comments on the Tom Morgan Facebook page. Yeah, it's a big 'em. I have 4 Christmas trees in the house, and this is the real one. Literally, the real one. 3 are artificial. You can put them up right after Thanksgiving. And then you get the real tree. The one that goes in the living room, next to the fireplace, surrounded by presents. You see, me and my bee, my lovely bee... The mystery woman, if you will. We have a big house, and there's one room where Christmas should be celebrated, you know what I mean? And that's where the real tree goes. So I cut one down, hoisted it up on top of the heap, and away we went. You people were funny with your comments. You're going to scratch the top of that vehicle. Don't worry about it. It's all good. We didn't. The tree still isn't up yet. I got to do that this afternoon. Wanted to do it yesterday, but I spent yesterday in the coal region at Koalonics buying smoked kibasi for my entire family, who I will see, at least most of them, this weekend in upstate New York, and then next weekend, Christmas. I'm so excited. Tidings of comfort is going well. You guys are sending the Christmas cards here to the station. You have a couple days left to do that. Buy some box cards, write something nice in them, stuff the envelopes, fill the box, drop it off here at the station, and we will be giving love to the lonely, our seniors at retirement communities right here in Central PA. And we continue to stuff the trucks, too. You guys are doing a great job. Ryan Boyer, dear friend, great guy. A great post yesterday on Facebook. One of the many Boyers stuffing the trucks in Central PA. Go to our Facebook page, check out the details, drop off your goods either at Kohl's Hardware in Sunbury or Country Turf and Trail along the Strip or down Route 147. Let's get this done so we can help the tornado victims in Kentucky. Because I know you guys are great when it comes to helping out Central PA, but you're also great at helping this great country of ours. Can you feel the love this Christmas? Yeah, you can.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon talks about a 5-year-old that steals the parents' car keys and goes Christmas shopping. That can't end well. And did you know there's a cream cheese shortage? Just in time for Christmas? Details next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Get this, in Canada, a 5-year-old is safe after he was caught driving his parents' car to go buy a Christmas present for his sister. Cop asked him to recite the alphabet backwards, and he was like, I haven't even learned it forwards.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Cream cheese shortage, just in time for Christmas. Oh my goodness. We can't make a cheesecake this year because there's a Philadelphia cream cheese shortage. Okay, I'm not that upset about it, but there actually is a shortage, and Kraft is going to pay you not to make a cheesecake.
Having a hard time finding cream cheese on shelves means having a hard time putting cheesecakes on tables.
Right.
So let's do this. This year, turn that famous cheesecake into those famous brownies.
Oh.
End your meal with a friendly fight over the last holiday cupcake. Anything that'll make you feel anything in that cheesecake-shaped hole in your holiday heart. You bake it, we'll buy it. Because this year, you can't spread Philly. Spread the feeling. For your chance to reserve a free dessert up to $20 with a valid receipt, visit spreadthefeeling.com.
That's pretty cool idea. You make, you make the best out of a bad situation. You know, the only thing going bad in Philly isn't the cream cheese after all. Well, there's the Eagles, but...
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
The good news, including a World War II vet who just turned 101 years old and he lives with a simple motto.
And I have a motto which says that you should do a good anonymous deed every day of your life.
Nothing wrong with that.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, intern Peyton is with us. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We just did the news. You heard Mark do the news. We do this thing called the good news. It's supposed to make everybody feel good. You ready to feel good?
I'm ready to feel good.
All right, let's do
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
I had a dear friend, Joe Diblin, who lived at Nottingham Village. He was 101 years old. He was a World War II pilot. I love the guy like a grandfather. He passed away of COVID last year. It makes me sad. But listen to this 101-year-old World War II veteran who's doing pretty well.
I feel great being 101. Life can be beautiful. Take one day at a time. Work is fun. And it keeps you alive. I have a young wife. I have young friends, and I have a motto which says that you should do a good anonymous deed every day of your life.
Do a good deed every day of your life. That may be the key to a long life. And we've heard horror stories about delivery guys and all this. This Amazon driver got caught, but it was a good kind of getting caught. He got caught fixing everyone's blown over Christmas decorations.
Walking up to the house, I did notice that the decorations were blown all over the place. And I just felt like I wanted to do something anybody else would do. Just I'm going up to their house and letting it straighten up.
Well, we talk regularly about hand delivery packages as if it's your own and deliver it the way you would wish to receive it on your own doorstep. And so watching that video and seeing him go the extra mile to just take good care of a customer, I mean, really, you know, I was fiercely proud of him. And it was really touching.
So hats off to that Amazon driver who fixes decor.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you have any kind of good news and you want to send it to us, just send it to Mark Lawrence, WKOK News, and then he brings it to me, and it becomes good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, the Masked Singer wrapped up last night. You know these shows that I don't watch, so I have to do research. Well, it turns out the Masked Singer winner was someone that was on this show a long time ago.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
If you remember me on this show back in like 1989, bless you, you're just about as old as me. But anyway, we had this young singer on the show who was trying to make it in the music business, and she did. She had several hits in the 90s, and then like a lot of artists, she went away. She came back recently as a country star, had a couple of songs, and then went away. Last night, she was the winner on The Masked Singer.
I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to play.
The winner of this season's Golden Mask is Queen of Hearts!
And the Queen of Hearts, was...
Time to show your famous face.
Yes!
Audience, here with me. Take it off?
Oh, the mask. Okay, all right.
Singer-songwriter, Jewel!
It was Jewel from the 90s.
It really reminded me of, you know, before I was famous, singing in a coffee shop. I'm not a cool person. I never have been, but I have a lot of heart. And that's why I wanted to be the heart.
Oh.
And to be able to win on that meant the world to me. So thank you, guys.
Don't fool yourself, Jewel. You are still a very cool person.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next. Sports and AccuWeather, of course. But I got another email with an audio file attached to it, and it's from the Hallmark Channel. I think this is finally my big break. I think my Hallmark movie script has finally gotten to the right desk. We'll check it out coming up, and your chance to discover downtown Lewisburg.
The best songs on the radio.
I wanna be a rock star.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Speaking of being a star, it's time.
Is
this going to be your attitude now? I'm trying to be positive. I think.
Okay, all right. I'll go along with it.
People, if you were with us back around Thanksgiving, I sent a script to the Hallmark Channel, and it is, do we have any romantic music to play? No.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's a story of a city boy who moved to the country to talk on the radio.
Right.
And to find love.
So you labored over this script, and you turned it into the Hallmark Channel.
I sent it to the Hallmark Channel, and I'm waiting, because they make like 15 new movies a month
Every day there's a new movie on, so
So I've been bugging him, almost stalking him, almost. And I send him an email saying, how about my script? How about my script? And remember, I came up with all those cool titles like City Boy, Country Love.
That was kind of like my favorite.
Intern Peyton's just sitting here laughing. You grew up in California. I mean, you were born in California. Now you're living in the country. You could probably do your own Hallmark script.
Oh, exactly. I got the story all planned out.
See?
And I could use your help.
Okay. See? Well, if I make it big, Peyton's in with me. And when the two of us become millionaires, Lynn Hall, guess who gets left behind?
I know.
For making fun of us.
I know. I'm sorry. So, I will eat my shoe if yours.
I got another email, and it's got an audio file attached to it. So this could be the big congratulations for the city boy who moved to the country, talk on the radio, and find love. Let's listen.
Okay.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, here comes.
Christmas in TikTok land.
TikTok land?
He's a hot single dad who gave up on love.
Hot single dad?
His digging wife left him for a social media influencer who believes the earth is flat.
Well, that's not true.
She's a stunning TikTok dance sensation turned therapist who specializes in brokenhearted men who, have given up on love.
What?
Will they find magic under the mistletoe? What are you? A junior high dropout?
What?
Wait a second.
In TikTok land, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Good grief.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, after that, I think everything's going to be a letdown, right? I mean, really?
Like, what is coming up on the show now?
Do you even care?
No. I'm very disappointed. I need a moment.
Okay. Play something.
Late night TV's coming up. Jimmy Fallon says there's a pharmacist burnout going on across the country. Lynn Hall will have the birthday party.
Yes. And try not to cry. Come on now.
Maybe I'll be back.
Oh, my goodness.
Just maybe.
94KX.
Listen to this. I heard that pharmacists across the country are feeling burned out due to increased demand for COVID shots and being short-staffed. Yeah, I'm sure it's that, and not just hearing the Chipmunks Christmas on loop for 2 months. It's like, I'm losing again.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
It's that
buddies.
Time.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Celebrities, Lynn Hall, you ready?
I am.
All right. Michael McCary. You might not know the name, but he's no longer a boy.
Oh, okay.
There's your hint. He's 50 years old.
Well, yeah, I would say he's no longer a boy.
He's one of boys to men.
Middle-aged men to men.
William the Refrigerator Perry.
Okay, I do know him.
59 years old today.
Wow.
I was just in a conversation yesterday with my lovely roommate who I live with. And she confused the fridge with a bus.
Well, you know, I mean, one's a vehicle, one's an appliance.
No, one was a Chicago Bear, one was a Pittsburgh
Steeler. One was a Steeler, yeah, but they were football, so that's okay.
One of the ZZ Top boys, Billy Gibbons.
Billy Gibbons.
72 years old.
No kidding.
Wow, so the gray beard is like okay then.
He's all right. Yes.
Cue the ABBA music. No, don't. Benny Anderson of ABBA.
Okay.
Or do you say ABBA?
ABBA.
Whatever. He is 75 years old today.
Okay.
Those are your celebrity birthdays for today.
And with the change of music, we know it's time for Birthday Buddies. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
That's the local celebs. Cassie Undercoffler is 27 years old today. Hey, Cassie.
Chelsea Bendel from Sunbury, 34 today.
Happy birthday to Christine Lindemuth. She's from Mount Carmel, 55.
Colleen Iwanski from Cole Township is 62.
Cindy Klinger is, Cindy is 40.
Gail Shirk from Winfield, 56 today.
Jenna Partsline from Northumberland, 43.
Happy birthday to Jess Moser. Jess is 41 today.
Carissa Romig from Mount Pleasant Mills is 30 and holding.
Crystal Book from Northumberland, 55.
Happy birthday to Lori Frick. She's from Herndon. She's 53.
Mike Hess is 58 today.
Happy birthday, Pam Beaver. She's from Winfield. She is 63.
Happy birthday, S. Michelle Cope from Norrie, 56.
Wonder what the S is for.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, happy birthday to Susanlyn Yost from Treverton. She is 41.
Tracy Beachel from Sealands Grove, 30 today.
Another Tracy, Vestovich. She is 39 years old today. Nothing on the Ford Fun Line.
Okay.
And nothing on Facebook
anywhere else.
Messenger today.
Nothing anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
That's
did
about
you,
it.
Did you see a donkey come in the back door with a mailbag? I don't know.
A donkey?
I don't know. We don't have
suddenly
anything
suddenly a burrow
else.
Appeared at the back door.
A burrow or a small town, whichever.
Small town, whichever, yes.
Send us your birthdays and we'll make them popular only on this show in the segment that we call...
Birthday Buddies.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Discovering downtown Lewisburg for the last couple weeks, we have instant winners every day. Qualifying for the grand prize, a $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg. We'll give that away tomorrow.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line right now, make you an instant winner of a $50 gift card to Black Dog Jewelers. That will make someone's Christmas.
WQKX. We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Katie.
Where are you from, Katie?
Elysburg.
All right, what you doing right now?
On my way to work.
Oh, that's cool. Well, thanks for listening in that commute. Is it a long one or no?
No, about 20 minutes.
All right. You all set for Christmas or you still got shopping to do?
Actually, going to Bermuda on Saturday, so I'm really excited.
Wow, that is so cool. You know what you need to do? You need to stop at Black Dog Jewelers in downtown Lewisburg and get yourself some bling for Bermuda.
Yeah, their stuff is beautiful there.
Yeah, well, that's you got a $50 gift card. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to Bermuda. I like it. Viral comedy next.
94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, listen up. We got two cuts for you this morning. Listen to them now. Look them up later, especially if you're driving to work. That's why we call it viral comedy. If you're a dad and mom's not home and dad has to do the daughter's hair, it's always funny. Trust me, I had three daughters. I want a French braid today, Daddy.
What's that?
Listen to this.
Please what? Audrey, can I please do your hair? No. I'm doing your hair.
Piggies! Daddy, you don't know what they are?
Which ones do you want? Bunnies or piggies? Piggies? Okay, we're gonna do piggies for you today. You look so pretty!
There you go!
Wow! Are you ready for the day? Let's go. Bye, friends!
Okay, you don't put bunnies in the hair, Dad. They're called piggies, and they're actually pigtails. Our next cut happened at an NBA game last night. Gary Payton Jr. of the Golden State Warriors went out of bounds and crashed into a fan, spilling his drink all over him. He immediately offered to buy him another drink. Now, this happens all the time, but when it's mic'd up, it's even funnier.
My fault. Can you get him another beer? I just dropped it. What'd you have? A Truly? My fault, y'all. I'm sorry.
Defensive specialist, waiter, Gary Payton doing it all tonight here in Indy.
There he is. He's a basketball player and a waiter. That's viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94K. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Here we go. You're on the way to work. And you're wondering, can I win before I punch the clock at 9? The answer is yes. We'll take a break from the hustle and bustle, taking a break with BJ's. Coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We call it Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up when we bring guests into the studio. And from the Susquehanna Valley Visitors Bureau, we have an old buddy of mine. Have we ever done radio before, Timothy?
We've not. No, this is my first time.
So this is great.
Thank you for inviting me on your show. This is very exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot going on with the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. And one of them is a shopping pass?
Correct. So we have a holiday shopping pass that we've launched this year. It's okay. A digital version of what we've done in the past. So this holiday shopping pass, it's very easy to sign up for. You go to our website, visitcentralpa.org.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out the information there. You enter your email address, cell phone number, text message will come to you, or an email.
Okay.
And then once you get this, you have access to over 50 discounts that are exclusive just to businesses in the Susquehanna River
Valley. On your phone.
On your phone.
Listen, people, we are going in that direction. We're doing everything on our phone anyway. So this is a great thing to take that shopping pass from a piece of paper onto the media that you have in your pocket all the time anyway. That's absolutely a great idea.
Thank you. Absolutely. I mean, it's been very successful for us so far. And, you know, it's a great way for people to support the small businesses in the Susquehanna River Valley.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about that. Because yes. When you say these Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, that's the Susquehanna River Valley. That's a big area. However, when people know and see you around Lewisburg,
yep.
Some people think it's only a Lewisburg thing. That's not true.
That's not true. No. We represent Snyder, Northumberland, and Union counties.
Okay.
So we are a Tri-County Visitors Bureau. We promote the businesses throughout all three regions.
Right.
So we represent businesses throughout Shamokin, Northumberland, Elysburg, Mount Carmel, Lewisburg, Mifflinburg, Milton, wow. Selins Grove, Middleburg. Mm-hmm. So we're out there across all three counties here.
The way people understand that, what you just said, usually goes with like the River Rat Brew Trail. You know, people go, yeah, it's not just Lewisburg, it's breweries all over, you know? So it's cool that you're doing this shopping pass now that encompasses over 50 businesses. Wow.
Over 50 businesses, yes. Mm. Yes. So when you go to these businesses, all you have to do is show them your phone and they will give you the exclusive discount that is available at them. And, you know, it's not just shopping as well. We've got restaurants, we've got breweries, wineries, antique shops. You know, and some of the businesses that are included are Knobel's, the Heritage Restaurant, Marzoni's, Iron Vines, Cherokee Tap Room, Bamsey Coffee, Ards, Elizabeth's, Purity Candy, and can't forget about the Cookie Dude.
The Cookie Dude. You know, Timothy, when I like to go Christmas shopping, I like to take pit stops at breweries and wineries as well.
So. There you go. It's perfect.
So this shopping pass is going to be just the thing for me. Now, again, how do I get one today if I don't have one?
So if you don't have one, all you have to do is go to our website, visitcentralpa.org.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're there, you can click the link to sign up for it. Enter a little bit of information, your name, your email address, and cell phone number. And then you'll get a link right away to your email or your cell phone. And as soon as you click on that link, you have access to all of the exclusive discounts across the Susquehanna River Valley.
Timothy, it's so cool to see you again.
Thank you, Tom. Support your small businesses in the Susquehanna River Valley.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, definitely support your local shopping. Hey, coming up, some late night TV. Seth Meyers has a Facebook boo-boo he wants to talk about. And Tom's top list of the day. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
In a recent video on TikTok, a Mississippi woman claims that she accidentally live-streamed herself having sex with her husband on Facebook. Oh, weird. I didn't even realize you could still poke people on Facebook.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started because holiday guests are coming over and your house better be clean. Now, you might think it's clean, but here's what they are looking for. The top 10 things. Ready? Pet smells, number 10. Ruh-roh. Dirty dishes in the sink. No good. Other surfaces that look gross, like tables and countertops. Food has to be there, right? Sticky floors. Yeah, if your shoes stick to the floor, not good. Believe it or not, general clutter is looked at as a mess. Watch those Christmas decorations. A gross shower or bathtub, only if they're staying overnight, right? Bathrooms in general, look out for that. These are the top things your guests will be looking for when they visit you for the holidays. A trash can or recycling bin that's overflowing. Is your kitchen a total disaster? And finally, the number one thing they'll definitely be looking at, because they'll visit that room, a dirty toilet. Clean it up for the holidays. Still to come, we'll take a break with BJ's.
94KX.
How's that hustle and bustle working out for you? You might need to take a break for BJ's.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line right now. Here's the best part of this contest. You get two $20 gift cards. There's two more people on your Christmas gift list. Or keep them for yourself. I don't care. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll take our parting shot, and our parting shot will be Jimmy Fallon when he reads tweets. The topic, add one word to your favorite Christmas song title and ruin it.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Jenny.
Jenny, what you doing?
I just took some kids to school.
Okay.
And now I'm sitting in my car waiting for the cue to call.
Well, you just got it, and you're a winner with BJ's.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you got two $20 gift cards. You can keep them yourself or give them to your favorite foodie for Christmas. What do you think?
Awesome. I'm going to keep one and give one.
Ah, smart move. You keep one for yourself, take a break from the hustle and bustle with BJ's, and then you give the other one away to a friend or family member, right?
That's right.
All right.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans is on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. And my girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. There you go. There's your lineup. Our parting shot today comes from Jimmy Fallon, another episode with tweets. This time, we're going to change the name of Christmas songs.
Jolly old St. Nicholas Cage. There you go.
I kind of like that one, actually.
I saw Mommy French kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
That changes the song a little bit.
Gross.
There's no place like Home Depot for the holidays. Ah, yeah.
Or Lowe's.
Anyone work here? Rockin' Speedos around the Christmas tree. Ah, there you go.
No, you only see Uncle Larry that way. No.
Hark the herald Hell's Angels sing. Oh.
Bring your helmet. Yeah.
Lap dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh. No, stop it.
They're really updating that. I'll be home for Christmas arguments. Oh,
that's everybody's family.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Santa Baby Yoda.
Santa Baby Yoda. I like it.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.